Did you know that worm seed oil production is one of the oldest industries in Maryland? We're bringing a Smithsonian traveling exhibition, The Way We Worked, to 5 communities in Maryland this year, and companion exhibits will uncover the unique history of labor in our state. Joanne Morvay-Went, manager of the Carroll County Farm Museum in Westminster, tells us about the focus of their companion exhibit on this third stop of the tour.
Long before medical marijuana, Maryland was famous for cultivating another weed. There was no question of the legality of this plant, however. For about 75 years, starting in the 1840s, a small section of Carroll County was the heart of this country's commercial worm seed industry. Worm seed, also called stinking motherwort, was a native plant discovered in the 1820s to be a worm preventative. Oil extracted from the plant was an effective treatment for roundworm, hookworm, and tapeworm in both animals and humans. Worm seed oil was also used to treat the hulls of ships and wooden buildings, preventing water damage, barnacles, and termite infestation. Cultivating worm seed was labor-intensive, dirty work, but the payoff was sweet. At its height, worm seed was a $1 million cash crop for Carroll County farmers. Worm seed grown here was distilled into oil that was shipped from the Port of Baltimore all around the world. The invention of synthetic wormers, which were less expensive to manufacture and offered more consistent quality, as well as the rise of steel-hulled ships, slowly put an end to the worm seed industry. Though a handful of local farm families continued to distill the oil through the late 1960s, today most farmers treat worm seed as just another noxious weed. The Carroll County Farm Museum in Westminster is restoring one of the last known worm seed distilleries in the United States. The museum is offering a peek back into the worm seed industry as well as the rest of the county's industrial past as part of a traveling Smithsonian exhibit called The Way We Worked. The Farm Museum also features an exhibit exploring the canneries that once dotted the Carroll County landscape. Though we take food preservation for granted today, commercial canneries were once a primary driver of Maryland's economy. In a span of more than 100 years, starting in 1868, 52 different canning companies operated plants in Carroll County alone. The maze of railroad tracks traversing the county allowed these companies to can produce at the peak of freshness and ship it far beyond Carroll's borders. Unfortunately, continued modernization of the industry also led to its decline. Improved transportation meant canned goods could be shipped from western and southern states whose climates offered longer growing seasons. Increased mechanization meant fewer and fewer employees were required. The Farm Museum is partnered with 3 other sites, the Union Mills Homestead, the Sykesville Gatehouse Museum, and the Tawnytown History Museum, to explore historic industries in Carroll County as part of this collaborative event. All 4 museums are offering their own exhibits and activities, as well as a passport program for children. Students in 1st through 9th grades may visit each site from now through July 14th, complete their passport, and return it to the Farm Museum to be entered in a prize drawing. The grand prize is a laptop computer.
The Way We Worked will be on view at the Carroll County Farm Museum from May 26th through July 15th. More information can be found at carrollcountyfarmmuseum.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.